Shalom aleichem rabbeisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Beizah Hashem yizborach ubisiyato d'shmaya meruba. Let us together prepare the Haggadah shel Pesach for the upcoming Leila Seder. We all know that Leila Seder is hazman kotzor v'amalacha meruba. There's a lot to do in a short amount of time. And although the entire Haggadah is important to say, learn and teach, nevertheless we know sometimes it's quite difficult. And therefore, let us go through the Haggadah together with the Mishnayos of the 10th Perek of Psachim, which is the basis of the structure of our Haggadah, so we could see what are the Iker parts of the Haggadah that we should be spending most of our time on. It's important to note that saying over the Haggadah is not a tefillah, it's not a ceremony. It's being mekayim a mitzvah eser deraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore it's important that we understand what we're saying and that the people around us understand what's happening. And therefore, the more we come prepared, the better chances we have of being mekayim a mehuder mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdosh HaYakayom, on Leila Seder, we had four mitzvahs Asei Deiraiso and one mitzvah Derabonon. The four Deiraisos are eating the Korban Pesach, eating matzah, eating moroil, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah Derabonon is drinking four cups of wine. Bizman She'ein Lanu Beis HaMikdosh, we have two mitzvahs Asei Deiraiso, eating matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and two mitzvahs Derabonon, eating moroil in Arba Koisois, because the mitzvah moroil is dependent on Korban Pesach. If there's no Korban Pesach, so the moroil turns into the Rabbono. The purpose of this recording is not to translate and explain every word of the Haggadah, rather to give a structure to the Haggadah based on the Mishnayos of the 10th Perek of Psachim. My assumption is that you have a Haggadah in front of you, preferably the Haggadah you'll be using for Leila Seder, together with a pencil, and an open Mishnayos of Masechta Psochim Perek Asiri. And let us begin with Kadesh. In the Mishnayos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah, Mos Guloi Kois Rishoin, the first cup is poured. The first cup, we have two mitzvahs we're doing. Number one, Kiddush of Leil Yom Tov, that we have on every Leil Yom Tov, and combined with this is the first of the four cups of wine. And here we have Machloikes Beshama Beshilal. What is the order of the brachas? Beshama Yomrim Mevorach Al Hayoyim, V'achar Kach Mevorach Al Hayayin, U'Beshilal Yomrim Mevorach Al Hayayin, V'achar Kach Mevorach Al Hayoyim. And that is indeed what we do, and that's how our Haggadah starts off. Boirei Pri HaGofen, and then Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and we add a third bracha, Shechiyonu V'Kiyimonu V'Gionu L'Azman Hazeh. Next on the agenda is Karpas. As the Mishnah Gimel tells us, Heviu lefonov mitabel b'chazeres an shemegia leparperes apas. Chazal made a takono that right after Kiddush, we have to eat vegetables dipped in a dip. Different people have different minhogim. Some use celery, some use potatoes, some use radishes, some use parsley. Whatever your minhag is, that's what this Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah uses a lotion of chazeres, which is romaine lettuce, a type of moroil, because the Mishnah is telling you, a din derech agav, that if you don't have any other vegetable, you'll end up eating moroil twice, once as the kalpas, and later on as the mitzvah of moroil. The Mishnah uses a lotion of mitabel b'chazeres, you gotta dip the kalpas into whatever you want to dip it into. Most people dip it into salt water. And shemegia leparperes apas, machloik is in the foreshim exactly what parperes apas means, but the main point is, we want you to be eating this kalpas way before the seuda begins. And what is the purpose of this takono of eating kalpas? This is to raise the curiosity of the children and the people at the table. A natural question of an inquisitive child will be, Tati, Daddy, Abba, what are you doing? We just made Kiddush. What do we do every Friday night, every Yom Tov night after Kiddush? We sit down and have the seuda. Why are we eating vegetables? And the answer to that question is, that is an excellent question. And keep on asking more questions, because that's the mitzvah of the night. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done best in a question-answer form. The uchat, done before the kalpas, is nothing unique about Leila Seder. That is the halacha, unfortunately less known, but it is a halacha. Whenever eating wet vegetables or fruit, definitely with your hands, some say even with a fork, one has to wash their hands for netilas yadayim, just like we wash for bread. True, we don't make a bracha on netilas yadayim. Nevertheless, that is the mitzvah, and that's what we're doing. We dip the karpas in salt water. It's going to be a wet vegetable, so we have to wash our hands before. The Mishnah continues. And now the meal is brought out. The meal consists of matzah. Chazeres is mor oil. Charoises, which we're going to dip the mor in. And shnei tavshilim. This part of the Mishnah is talking about bizman achurban, when we don't have a korban pesach and a korban chagiga being brought to the table. We bring two tavshilim, two cooked items, zecher, to the korban pesach and the korban chagiga. Aval bishein charoises mitzvah. Tanakama held that charoises is not a mitzvah, not something you have to do. It's a good idea, because the mor is bitter, possibly sharp, and by dipping it into the charoises, it sweetens somewhat the bitterness and the sharpness. Mitzvah. No, takonas chazal, you must dip the mor in charoises, for whatever inyonim they had in mind. Whether it be zechalati to the cement, zecha to the apples, other fruits that Am Yisrael is nimshal to, whatever the reason is, it's a mitzvah. This is a time to point out to the people at the Seder. The centerpiece is missing. There should be a whole sheep roasted in the center of the table. And we're missing it. But don't focus too much on it, because it's also to cry on Yom Tov. The next thing we're going to do is yachatz. We're going to take the middle matzah and break it. It's not mentioned in the Mishnayos and Psochim, but what is the idea of yachatz? Because when we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah in a couple of hours from now, the mitzvah has to be done on a broken piece of matzah. Zeichel to the poor man's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. A slave never gets a whole loaf. They always give him scraps. And that's what we're doing by breaking the matzah, to be mekayim the mitzvah on a broken piece of matzah. The opening words of the Agoda are in Aramaic. They're not mentioned in the Mishnah. It was added on later in Bovel. And we say, Holach mo'anyo, this is the bread of a poor man. The acholu avo son of Ba'ar Mitzrayim, that our forefathers ate when they were in Mitzrayim. Kol dichvin yesu v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesu v'yivsach. Now that we're free men, we're inviting other people to join our Leil HaSeder. Although, we're missing. Hoshat tohocho, l'shon abo Ba'ar Yisrael. Now, we're here. But next year, we hope Ezra Hashem to be in Eretz Yisrael. Hoshat avdi, l'shon abo b'nei choyrin. Adkan, the Tosefes that was added in Aramaic in Bovel. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Next on the agenda, Mozguloi Kois Sheni. A second cup of wine is poured. And naturally, Vekana Ben Shoyel, the inquisitive child, is going to ask a question. Tati, Abba, Daddy, what are you doing? Why are you pouring a second cup of wine? Normally, Friday night, Leil Yom Tov, we made Kiddush already. Let's wash and have the meal. And the answer to that question is, my dear son, tonight is not a regular Yom Tov night. It's not a regular Shabbos night. Tonight is Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. I have to tell you a whole story, what we're celebrating before we could celebrate with the matzah and molar and the rest of the seuda. But keep on asking those questions, because that's how we'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim derech she'ilo v'tshuva. Says the Mishnah, Veim ein das baben. If the kid is not so inquisitive, he's not hopping the nuances of him melamdoi, then the father should teach him the following questions. Manashtan alayla azim ikol alaylois. The Mishnah has four questions. You'll notice one of them is different than the one we have in the Agoda. Shebuchol alaylois onuiglim chometu matzo, alayla azim kuloi matzo. Shebuchol alaylois onuiglim shari roko is alayla azim moru. Shebuchol alaylo yisanu echlim bosol tzli sholukum avushol. Halaylo hazeh kulo yitzoli. All of the nights you could eat your meat however you want it. Roasted, cooked. But tonight it must be roasted, referring to the korban Pesach. Bizman hazeh, not only eat tzli, we're not allowed to eat tzli on Pesach night. So nobody should think that we're eating korban Pesach outside Yerushalayim, betumah. And therefore, this question in the Agoda was substituted with another question of Shabachol Aleilois, Anochlim Yoshvin Umesubin, and tonight it's Mesubin. And the last question in the Mishnah, Shabachol Aleilois, Onum Matbilim Pamachas, where the Gemara changes it, Te'ein Onum Matbilim Afilu Pamachas, you don't have to dip. Halayla Azeh, Shtei Pa'omim, the Kalpas at the beginning, and later on, the Mo'or and the Charoises. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but the instructions in the Agoda, it says that before the Manishtana, you remove the Seder plate. What is the idea of removing the Seder plate? The idea is the food just came, as the Mishnah told us. All the good stuff. And all of a sudden, the table is being removed. Back in the day, they ate Japanese style. Everyone had their own private table. And all of a sudden, their plates are being taken away. Hey, 1 second, I didn't even start. What are you doing? That should be the natural question of the child. So when you do remove that Seder plate, it should be made a point to the people at the Seder. Oh, you thought you're eating now? Oh, no. We have a while for that. Remove the food. Halavai, we could remove the whole table. But in our tables, that's impossible. So we remove the Seder plate. But that's the point. Take the food away. We're not eating yet. The Mishnah continues, Ulefi daitoi shel ben oviv melamdoi. It's not a one-size-fit-all type of haggadah. Rather, the father has to see to it. Who is the son he's talking to? Who is his crowd? Make sure to talk to them on their level. It's not enough to say shtikol Torah that you prepared and you enjoyed. Who are you talking to? Do they know what you're talking about? And that's where the Baal Agoda, soon we're going to see, he starts off with Keneged Arbo Bonim Dibro Toiro, Echod Chochom, Vechod Rosho, Vechod Tam, Vechod Shened Alishoil. He's fulfilling this din of the Mishnah. Ulefi Daito Shel Ben Ovi Melamdoi. Know your crowd, know your children, talk to them on their level. The Mishnah continues, Maschil Begnus Umesayem Bishvach. You start off with the negative and end off with the positive. An honest person sitting at the Leila Seder should ask the following question. What's going on over here? We're celebrating that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Who put us in there in the first place? Hashem put us in there. Of course he has to take us out. You have a reckless driver, went through a red light, and knocked an old lady down to the street, almost killed her, broke her bones. He stops the car, gets out of the car, calls Atzala, they take her in an ambulance, and he's by her bedside all the time, getting the best doctors, paying her medical bills, and afterwards paying for her rehabilitation, whatever she needs. He's paying for everything. 6 months later, she gets home. She sends him a huge bouquet of flowers with a big fat check. And she says, thank you so much for taking care of me. You know, I couldn't have done it without you. Does that make any sense? I couldn't have done it without you? Of course, I wouldn't have been here without you. You were the one that knocked me to the ground and almost killed me. Of course you have to take care of me. I know it sounds like a shtickle chutzpah to ask this question, but let's face it, that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put us in there. Why are we celebrating you taking us out? Of course you have to take us out. Says the Tana of the Mishnah, Maschil Begnus Umesayim Bishvach. We are not afraid of that question. We will deal with that question, and we're not only celebrating leaving Mitzrayim, we are actually celebrating entering Mitzrayim. Because that is what made us into Am Yisrael. That's what gives us the schus to get the Torah at Har Sinai and enter Eretz Yisrael. After the cleansing, the Kura Barzel, the furnace we went through in Mitzrayim, a furnace burns, but it cleanses. In the Gemara, there's a machloikes Rav and Shmuel. What is the nature of this maschil begnus umesayim b'shvach? Rav learns we're talking about a spiritual gnus and a spiritual shvach. That's what we say later on in the Agoda, mitchila oiv de'avoydezoro hoyu avoyseinu. V'achshov kervono amokim la'avoydosoy, as we'll see when we get there. Shmuel learns it's a physical negative and a physical shvach, namely what we start off. We're not hiding the fact that Hashem put us in Mitzrayim. Whenever you start a story, you can't start it from the middle. You'll be missing many details. A story must start from the beginning. According to Shmuel, we start from Avodim Oyinu. According to Rav, we go back to Terach Avi Avrom, to Brit Bein Absorim. Either way, we're not starting this story from the middle. We're not celebrating only Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're celebrating Knisas Mitzrayim also. Let us take a pause for the Mishnah for a moment, and let us go back to the Haggadah. So after the son asked the questions, the four questions printed in the Haggadah, and any other question that's on his mind, the short version answer is, especially for the kids that are 5 years old, they got to get their answer, they're about to fall asleep. We were slaves in Mitzrayim, Hashem put us there on purpose. We didn't fall there by mistake. There was a purpose of the Kura Balzel of being in Mitzrayim. And when the time was up, Hashem took us out. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out, we would still be there. And therefore, this celebration is not only a historic celebration of what happened 3,338 years ago, rather this is a present celebration. We left Mitzrayim. The next part of the Haggadah is not mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Tana, who wrote the Haggadah, is coming to answer an unspoken question. Your average person will ask, we know this story already. We heard it last year and the year before and the year before that. What are we doing here? Says the Tana, no. V'afilu kulonu chachomim, kulonu nevoinim, kulonu zkenim. Kulonu yoinim esat toiro. Mitzvah oleinu nesabah b'tziat Mitzrayim. Even we know the story. Nevertheless, every year we gotta say the same story again. And you'll be surprised how many chidushim you come up with every year. The more the better. And I'll prove it to you. These Tanoim surely knew the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And nevertheless, the entire night. It's time to daven. And then the Baal Haggadah throws in Derech Agav. You should know that the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, true, tonight we're going to expound on it. We'll spend a long time on it. But the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering it, is a daily mitzvah. Once by day, once by night. And you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by night. Chachomim hold, even when Mashiach comes and we'll have bigger and greater geulois, nevertheless, you can't forget where it all started. It all started by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The next line in the Haggadah, what the Tana is doing is telling us, our dining room table is now turning into a Bis Medrash. What do you do before you start learning Torah? You say, Birkas HaTorah. Baruch HaMokoy Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah Le'am Yisrael. And then the Baal Haggadah goes to tell you what the Mishnah told you. Ulefi daito shel ben ovi melamdoi. You got to know your crowd. The Torah mentions and answering a son's question about Yetzias Mitzrayim 4 times. And every time it's phrased differently. For a reason. Know your crowd. Know your son. Talk to them. Don't talk to yourself. The Chacham wants to know the details. He wants to know the details. Tell him the details. Until the very last detail brought down in Perek Yud Mishnah Ches. In Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoimon. After eating the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat dessert. That has to be the last taste in your mouth for the night. He's talking with zilzul. It's your, what are you doing? It has nothing to do with me. Someone that's being a zalzul at the Seder, he has no place at our Seder. If you happen to have a Rosh at your table, I may do it differently. Times have changed. Don't throw him out of the room. Keep him interested and tell him in the meantime, eat some matzah and more. Don't hold it back from him. There's no reason for him to starve. Tom Maoimer, a simple person, a simple child, mazois, simple question. What's going on over here? What is this? Give him a simple answer. Which is really what we did right after the Manishtano. Avodim moinu lepara b'mitzrayim. V'yetzienu Hashem elokeinu mishom. B'yot chazoko v'zroyanu tuya. That was the simplest answer to the simplest child. V'sheinu de'alishoil. Sometimes you have a kid. Even that he doesn't know. So if he didn't ask a question, so give him an answer without a question. At psachmoi, shenemar, v'yigadat olevincha, b'yim olayim oil. Pavuze, osu Hashem li, b'tzeisim imitzoy. Now the Baal HaGadol throws in a drosha derech agav, building on the pasuk of you brought down the Sheni De'alishoil. V'yigadato levincho, yochol m'rosh chodesh, you may have thought you could start the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh. Nay, b'yim hahu. I'b'yim hahu, maybe by day already, by yudalid, when you shech the Korban Pesach. No, b'avuze, v'yomalti ala b'sheresh eshmatzo, mo m'noch l'vonecho. It's a show and tell. Staying over a story with the matzah and mor in front of you is a whole different experience. And utilize the show and tell to say the story properly. And now the Baal HaGadol continues on to Rav's Shita. In the Mishnah's words, Maschil b'gnus mesayim b'shvach, referring to a spiritual gnus and a spiritual shvach, and we're going further back in history. Mitchila oiv d'avoyde zoroi hoyu aviseinu. Our forefathers were Uv David Azore. Ve'achshov, kervonu amokim, v'fnei amokim, maschil b'gnus, u'mesayim b'shvach. And the Baal HaGadol proves this point from a posuk at the end of Sefer Yehoshua. Yehoshua ben Nun's final drosha to Am Yisrael before he dies. Shenemar, v'yomer Yehoshua el kolom. Koyomar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, be'ivrano Yehoshua v'yisichem me'oilom. Terach avi Avrohom vavi nochoir, vayavdu Elohim achirim. Voe kachas avichem es Avrohom eiver anor, voe lecho yisoy v'chol eretz kenan. V'ar be'ezaroi, even though he only had 8 children. But from Yitzchok, the main child, v'etan es Yitzchok, became all of us today. V'etan le Yitzchok es Yaakov es Esav, v'etan Esav es Arsei, elorej es Esoi, v'yaakov v'vonov, Yodu Mitzrayim. Once again, we are celebrating not the exodus of Mitzrayim, but the Yodu Mitzrayim, because we recognize that there was a purpose for entering Mitzrayim. And that is to make us a great nation, to purify us from the Zuamo of the Chet of Odom Orishoin through the Kura Balzel, the furnace of Mitzrayim. And now the Baal HaGadol quotes where it all began. Baruch Shemer Avtochos Eli Yisrael Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise. SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu Chisha V'Saketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to cheshbon, had to make a whole lumdis. How to cheshbon that we should go out early from Mitzrayim. La'azoyit Kemo She'amar La'Avram Avinu Be'Bris Bein HaBesorim. This is where we entered Mitzrayim. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that this is a necessary step in order to become a nation, to get the Torah and to enter Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, v'yoymer l'Avrom, yodoya teida, ki ger yezaracho be'eretz lo ilohem. You should know that your grandchildren are going to be avodim in a land that doesn't belong to them. Va'avodum v'inu oizam arba me'oishono. And then, v'gam es agoya asher yavodu dono noichi. I will judge and punish the nation that oppresses them. V'achrechein yeitu b'rchush godoil. So we didn't fall into Mitzrayim by mistake. This was pre-planned. We were supposed to be there for 400 years, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Es HaKeitz, he saw there'll be nothing left of us. And therefore he cheshbened it out to start the 400 years from Yitzchak Avinu, so we could leave Mitzrayim and there'll still be hope for us spiritually. And the Baal HaGadol ends off this part of the Agoda. Namely, the part of Maschil Begnus u'Mesayim B'Shvach began with Avodah Moyinu and ends with Mitchila Uv David Ezore. First the Shita of Shmuel, and then the Shita of Rav, with the Lefidaito Shalben of Melamdo in the middle, the Kineged Arba Abonim, and we say, Ve'ishom do lavu yiseinu velonu. It's that promise that bris bein habesorim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that I will bring your children to their tachlis. This is what stood for us throughout the generations. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a celebration of a past experience, a past event. We are living through Yitzias Mitzrayim till this very day because we haven't reached the end goal yet. And is that bris bein habesorim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu that stood for us throughout the generations? Every generation, the Crusaders, the Inquisition, World War I, World War II, October 7th, and everything between. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayis rishon u'b'mayis sheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us, saved us, saves us, and will save us from anybody that wants to destroy the Jewish nation. Adkan. Chelek Aleph of the Agodah. After the intermission, we'll go back to what the Mishnah tells us. V'duyresh me'arami oived ovi at sheigmer kol ha'parasha kulo. That's going to be the second part of the Agodah. As preparation, you could take a look at the first 11 psukim of Parashas Kisavoy, Dvorim Perik Chavov, psukim Aleph through Yud Aleph, to get a better understanding and appreciation of what we're about to learn.